T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cam Worrell, a good friend of the program, former NFL safety, is now doing tremendous work. ESPN Radio in Fresno. Follow him on Twitter at Cam Worrell. He's with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Cam, it's great to have you back on the show. Let's jump right into it. Marshawn Lynch to the Raiders. What does he bring to this offense, and how much can he contribute to this team in their quest to get to the AFC Championship?
Yeah, good to be back, fellas. I mean, you know, anytime you can bring somebody with Marshawn Lynch's experience, big game experience, you know, Super Bowl championship experience, a guy who's taken some time off, you know, didn't play last year, had limited carries the year before. I think it's a move that helps you solidify a backfield with two young running backs who I think are very exciting, who can fill very specific roles. It gives you one of the best short yardage backs in recent NFL history, and a guy who can come in and, you know, really bring a veteran presence to an offense that is led by, you know, a young quarterback who really drives this offense. So it's a leader, a guy who will get those tough yards, and a guy who can really bring that veteran experience to a young running back room.
Cam, how much concern should fans have about the time that he's been off and also the limited impact he had in his last season in Seattle, where his motivation factor may not have been that high?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a running back 30-plus who's taken time off and, you know, who knows what really went on in Seattle, but, you know, who appeared to not really be driven that last year that he did play for the Seahawks, and then walk away from the game. Like, you have concerns, but, you know, Marshawn Lynch he's an Oakland dude. He grew up in Oakland. To come back and play for your hometown team and to play on your hometown team, who has been so bad for so long and has finally turned the corner, and you have the opportunity to help them, you know, get back to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl. I think Marshawn Lynch, to return to football, is going to be totally committed and dedicated to helping the Raiders in whatever way he can try and win a Super Bowl.
Cam, good to talk to you, brother. Miss you. My dad always told me, if it was a fifth of gin, we'd all be drunk. Now, if Marshawn Lynch would have got the ball on the 1 yard line 3 years ago in the Super Bowl, do you think then he would have then played a different, we'll see a different role for Marshawn Lynch? He would have continued probably to play, because that's that big if that everyone talked about, that if Marshawn would have got the ball, they probably would have won that Super Bowl. If Marshawn would have got the ball, he probably would have played more than 7 games. So how much of that if factor should be Raiders fans be hopeful that he's going to carry on, because now he's playing for the team that he desires to play. He's a native of Oakland. Is this guy going to be inspired to play and play big?
Yeah, and I don't even know if he would have scored on that play, if it would have made that much of a difference. It was just the fact that you had the best short yardage running back in the NFL who wants the ball on the 1 yard line and doesn't get the ball, and instead your quarterback throws a pick. So I think from that point on, Marshawn Lynch in Seattle, he didn't trust the leadership there anymore because of that. And I'm sure, you know, you go through the conversations, why did they make that call? I think it was strictly a personnel call. New England, you know, had the box filled. It was one-on-one outside. I think that's why they called that play. But, you know, Marshawn Lynch probably had other thoughts. You know, did they want Russell Wilson to be an MVP and not me? Did they really, you know, keep the ball away from me so I didn't score my second touchdown and, you know, get all the pub as, you know, the Super Bowl MVP and not their boy Russell Wilson? So all those things going through that situation, I think, soured, you know, the next year for him in Seattle, and I think that led to him walking away last year. If he comes to Oakland, he's going to be the Marshawn Lynch that we saw, and I don't know if he can be as effective as a dude who ran for 1,400 or 1,500 yards, but I tried to tackle Marshawn Lynch, one of the toughest dudes I've ever had to tackle because of his balance, because he keeps his legs moving. He still has that. So, you know, he might not be a 20, 25 carry a game guy, but he can be a 15 very productive carry guy here in Oakland.
Cam Worrell, former NFL safety, now with ESPN Radio in Fresno with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Cam, you're building a team from scratch and you're starting today. You have two options with which to go when it comes to the quarterback position. Option A, Mitchell Trubisky out of North Carolina. Option B, Deshaun Watson out of Clemson. Which one you taking?
Oof. I mean, if I have to start with one of those two dudes, I'd rather go with Derek Carr, to be honest with you. But if you're forcing me to pick one of these
nice.
If you're forcing me to pick one of these two guys, I'm going to go with the guy who has done it for a longer period of time at a high level in college and took his team to a national championship, and that's Deshaun Watson. Like, both these guys have flaws in their game. Both these guys you can pick apart and have evidence as to why the other is better than the latter. But, you know, Deshaun Watson stared down the face of Alabama's vaunted defense 2 years in a row and lit them up, and last year was able to make a play with 1 second left to win a national championship. I saw him compete. I saw how tough he was. I saw him go through read progressions against a pro-style defense that Alabama runs and find the appropriate place to put the football. I'm taking that guy over, you know, a guy in Mitchell Trubisky who physically might be a little bit superior, you know, might have a higher ceiling, you know, so to speak. But I'm taking the dude who has proved to me that he can win in big game situations, and that's Deshaun Watson.
Cam, awesome stuff as always. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the draft tomorrow night. We look forward to doing it again soon.
I appreciate you, fellas. Miss you, Lo.
My man.
Fresno love, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.